displaying temperature and humidity on an old screen. Reading sensors and displaying their output is one of the basic things you can do with an Arduino. Here you'll learn how to read both temperature and humidity using the DHT11 sensor and then display these values on an OLED screen. Introduction. Suppose you'd want to understand the effects of weather changes on the performance of your equipment. You can use your mobile phone or computer to display the temperature and humidity that were picked up from an online resource for your data collection. However, it would be cumbersome to reach out to these gadgets every now and then just to look at this data. Additionally, you won't be getting correct values from a specific location using these tools. You can customize a temperature and humidity gadget just for this purpose. This article will demonstrate how to do this by adequately acquiring data from a DHT11 sensor and then displaying it on an OLED screen. Once you learn these things, you'll be able to correctly analyze the effects of weather changes on certain situations at specific locations. Things you will need: 1x DHT11 sensor, 1x OLED display, 128x64, 0.96 inches, 1x breadboard, 1x pack connecting wires, 2x4, 7K resistor, 1x Arduino Uno, DHT11 sensor. The DHT11 sensor is both a temperature and humidity sensor that can output its gathered data serially through its one-wire interface. It's a very low-cost sensor that takes time to have a valid output, about 1 or 2 seconds, just enough for data logging applications. The previous blog, using the temperature and humidity sensor KY015 with Arduino, explains the sensor further. It shows its pinouts using the KY015 module and how this sensor gathers data through code. The code further explains how the one-wire serial interface works without using the Arduino DHT11 library, AlaBitBang approach. Here is what the standalone DHT11 sensor looks like. Beside it are its pinouts. Edit. Pins description. 1. VDD works from 3.3, 5. 5 VDC. 2. Data unidirectional serial I/O line. 3. Null no connect. 4. GND ground. If you want to wire them up similar to the modules, see the example schematic diagram below. Note that the DHT11 has a close cousin called the DHT22. The DHT22 has a slightly better specification than the DHT11, although it has a higher price. Here is a list of specifications for their differences. DHT11. Supply voltage, 3.5 to 5. 5V. Output signal, digital signal via single bus. Operating range and accuracy, humidity, 20 to 80% RH, +/5% RH. Operating range and accuracy, temperature, 0 to 50C, +/2% C. Average sending period, 2 seconds. Dimensions, excluding pins, 12.6 mm, 0.5, length x 5.83 mm, 0.23s, width x 16 mm, 0.63s, height. Weight, 2.4 g. DHT22. U-accuracy resolution, 0.1. Humidity range, 0 to 100% RH. Temperature range, -40 tilde, 80 degrees. Humidity measurement. Precision, -2% RH. Temperature measurement. Precision, 0.5 degrees. 3V to 5V power and IO. 2.5 mA max current use during conversion. Body size, 15.1 mm x 25 mm x 7.7 mm. 4 pins with 0.1 spacing. Both the DHT11 and DHT22 are available through Phipps Electronics. You can also purchase a DHT11 module separately. It can also be part of the 37-in-1 sensor module kit. OLED screen. An OLED stands for organic LED. One of its elements is an organic compound for displaying light. With this, you can write text or graphics in pixel form and display them on your screen. The OLED in use in this tutorial uses the SSD 1306 driver IC. It's a dedicated chip for displaying and driving the OLED's monochromatic output through a programmable interface. The interface of the OLED in this tutorial uses I2C while its pixel characteristic is 128.64. It also has a display dimension of 0.96 inches. You can buy the OLED here. Here is the OLED's pin layout. Edit. Pin description. GND ground. VDD supply voltage 3.350V. SCL SCK I2C serial clock line. SDA I2C serial data line. Putting it all together. Wire up the parts as below in a breadboard. As you can see, the Arduino UNO is connected to both the temp humidity sensor and the OLED screen. The OLED's I2C SDA and SCL lines connect to the UNO's own SDA and SCL lines, which also connect to the A4 and A5 pins. You won't external need pull-ups as the UNO enables them internally through the library. The DHT11 used here is contained in the KY015 temp and humidity module. However, you can wire up the sensor yourself, but you should include an external pull-up resistor on the output line. Once finished, you can continue writing firmware on the Arduino IDE. Creating firmware. When you get a new sensor, you should download and include a library. Go to the Library Manager by going to Tools, Manage Libraries, search for DHT11 and install the DHT sensor library. Next, download and install the Adafruit SSD 1306 library. You should also be getting the Adafruit GFX library automatically upon installing the SSD 1306. After installing the libraries, you can now include them in your new sketch by going to Sketch, Include Library. You should see the DHT sensor library and the Adafruit SSD 1306 library. Before going further, you may want to take a look at the example sketches for the DHT11 sensor and SSD 1306 display module. Go to File, Examples, DHT11 sensor library, DH tester. For the SSD 1306, find the Adafruit SSD 1306 example through the SSD 1306_128x64_I2C sketch. The demo code we'll make is based on these example codes. Download the entire demo code here for reference. Here is the part of the includes, defines, variables, and object declarations for the demo code. Note the definition for DHT 11 underscore weight was set to 2 seconds. There are also definitions for Celsius and Fahrenheit conversions. Set your DHT type and Adafruit underscore SSD 1306 and DHT instances appropriately as in the example codes. The setup code is seen below. The initialization for the DHT sensor is made with the DHTate begin statement, while for the SSD 1306 it's display begin SSD 1306 underscore switchcap VCC 0x3C. The I2C address that was used here is 0x3C, but this may be different than yours. The loop code executes statements as in the example codes. Here, Celsius and Fahrenheit's readings are displayed accordingly using an if-then-else statement. Conclusion. Displaying humidity and temperature on an OLED screen just needs a few external components connected to an Arduino UNO. To make firmware, download and include the sensor and display module libraries appropriately. Next, create the rest of your code by utilizing the example sketches as references installed along with your downloaded libraries.